Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Wow, wow, wow. Yeah. Wow, wow, wow.
Just sing along. We got another 2 minutes.
Wow. 2 more minutes of just making noises.
I don't know. Where do you want to start this morning?
I was going to apologize because I feel like it's cold. But I'm having a weird hair day. It's just very fluffy.
I didn't notice.
You, of course.
The only thing I noticed was your overcoat matched your sweater.
Yes.
That's the only thing I've noticed about you today is that.
That's your only observation.
Yes.
I know that no one's going to notice my hair is weird today.
What's wrong with
it? I know that it's weird. I did that thing where, like, I washed it last night, and then I kind of, like, put it up in a bun and let it air dry. And
that's
exactly
what Shannon did last night.
I thought that was going to be a good move, but I think it just made things fuzzy.
But
you've
done that before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
What changed?
What changed indeed, sir? I blame the cold.
Now,
I mean, the cold zapped all of the moisture out of the air.
It does dry things out.
And then just...
Yeah.
I had a flash freeze on my hair.
Do you self-contain your bun, or do you use some sort of scrunchie?
I had it in a clip.
Okay.
Yeah, I was using a clip.
Shannon has some sort of like post shower.
Uh-huh.
Do you have one of those?
My daughters do, where it's like a satiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She wears that.
Uh-huh. I don't.
Are you afraid of it?
I don't have that. They have their own.
Why do they have nicer things than you?
Because they are hashtag blessed. My kids have a much better life than I do.
Were you just borrowing Cora's skincare products?
Yes, my moisturizer isn't moisturizing enough. And Cora's like,
I have better skincare products than you.
I need to step up and take care of myself because my kids are definitely living their best lives. Wow. You're right. No, I'm using Cora's skincare stuff. They have a hair care system. What is happening?
I don't know.
When did this happen?
Moms always sacrifice.
Wow, apparently I'm sacrificing. And it's led to frizzy hair, so here we are.
Frizzy hair.
Here we are, yeah. On this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I can't believe it, these kids.
Are they home today? Do you guys have...
They do not have school today.
Okay.
No.
I can't keep track. Like, Monticello sent me a message. Wind chill, so they're going to run a little behind.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so... I guess check with your school system. Do you have it?
If you have it.
Do not have it.
If you have
it. Is it on time? Is it not on time?
Might be a little chilly to get the buses warmed up today. So, yeah, good to keep in the back of mind.
I felt the roads were good. The wind's going to push your car around a little bit. There's some big bursts, big gusts, 30 miles per hour.
I was awakened by the wind hitting my house. I hope everything is okay. I'm going to have to do a proper check in the morning.
Did it just snow off and on all day yesterday?
Yes.
As we drove back from Chicago, we were like... It had melted on Friday morning, right?
Yeah.
All of that stuff was gone.
Yeah.
This was a new batch.
It felt like every time they said that we're going to have some flurries and I like just, okay, flurries are no big deal. It feels like we just keep having a little bit more accumulation than I anticipated with the word flurries. So it was just kind of like real little light dusting kind of on and off all day long. And after a while, it did.
And then the wind blows that and that drifts a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I took the dog for a walk and I was like, well, this is really, might have to like actually shovel.
My car has snow mode. I drove to work in snow mode today.
Is it like a button? What happens?
I think it maybe runs the engine lower, so there's more torque.
I was hoping that there'd be like treads, like instead of wheels.
I have little spikes that come out of my wheels.
Oh, cool.
That's what happens.
Snow mode.
Yeah.
And then it transforms, and instead of wheels, it's got legs.
Got a James Bond car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, it treads lightly and
softly. Snow
mode. Snow mode.
Cool.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And hashtag 26, bring back 2016.
I posted mine yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
It's trending on social media, and why not get a little bit of marketing love involved. The Dos Equis people are like, well, then let's go back to 2016 and bring back the world's most interesting man. You remember him?
Oh, I totally do. And now I just went, that was 2016?
That was 20...
10 years ago?
Well, that 2016 was actually the last time we saw him as the world's most interesting man. The ad campaign originally debuted 20 years ago in 2006. It was with Jonathan Goldsmith. That is the most interesting, the original most interesting man.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
Exactly. Yes. They brought him back, 87 years old, and he still looks amazing, by the way.
I'm sure.
It's It's because he's the most interesting man in the world. He looks incredible, and he actually retired in 2016. That was the last time we saw him. They tried to hire a younger successor and kind of make them the most interesting man in the world.
I vaguely remember that.
It didn't work, right? So they're bringing him back. You can actually see the ads. They debut tonight for the college football championships on ESPN.
That's awesome.
But they're already on YouTube if you really, really miss the most interesting man in the world.
I'll wait till the game, but that'll be cool.
Look at you. Look at you.
I'll hold off.
Restraint.
The world's most patient man.
Wow.
That's not me.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
There has to be a clinical term for this. I don't know what it is because I didn't take psychology, but...
Okay, I took intro to psych, so I'm ready to diagnose at any time.
Okay. There is a phenomenon where at some point in the course of a night's sleep, you dream convince yourself you do either a different occupation or you're in a different place or...
Yeah. And what's the truth when you wake up, right?
Like, you have to remember who you are for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what caused it, but I dream convinced myself last night I was a teacher to the point I started arguing with myself. Like, well, why am I'm a teacher? What grade?
What grade?
Am I prepared for today? I don't know if I'm prepared for today. I don't remember being a teacher yesterday. Oh, no, I'm a radio guy. Like, it was, I just for a split moment.
Heck of a dream.
You are so convinced that whatever reality I was living in when my eyes were closed was my reality.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever dreamed?
Yes.
I'm sure you've dream-convinced yourself before.
Absolutely dream-convinced, yeah.
Crazy how that can just transpire.
Do you remember any part of the dream, though, that, like, what were you doing as a teacher?
It seemed to be more of like, oh, my weekend's wrapping up. I got to prepare for the week mental thoughts.
Yeah.
And one of those was, I have to report back to school to teach.
Yeah, that's interesting, though, because usually you have those, like, I have to go back to school.
I've had dreams, many of those.
But I like that your I have to go back to school dream is I have to go back to school because I am the teacher.
I have to work back to school. And I'm naked. And I'm not prepared.
I'm the naked teacher.
No, I don't know. If I have unusual dreams, I can usually pinpoint the random thing that took me there. All I watched last night was football and basketball. So it wasn't like I saw something. We never talked about it on the ride back from Chicago. I don't know.
Weird.
But just, it was vivid real until it was, what? No, that's not.
Well, and it's part of that Sunday into Monday thing too,
yes.
Where you like, I need to be prepared. I need to get ready.
Yeah.
And so that goes
Which I
back
kind
to
of
school.
Like doing that every morning, kind of planning out my morning, mm-hmm. seeing what's on the, mentally before I actually look at my calendar.
Yeah.
I don't know. But at some point, I thought I had to go teach. And then I'm like, well, maybe I'll just call in sick. Because I don't want to do it.
But then you got to make lesson plans, and it's a whole
thing. Oh, my God, I got to grade papers.
Well, aren't you glad you're not?
Yes.
I am finally a part of a club that I've been wanting to be a part of. My phone finally updated the new iOS or whatever.
Yes.
Finally.
I think you're an iOS 16 member now. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks. I feel like you said that it happened to you about a month
ago. I've already had an update to the update.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like 16.2 now.
You're the first person I talked to who updated. And then like our work phone.
Shannon always seems to get it in our house first.
Yeah.
She also has the newest technology.
Latest and greatest.
Yes.
I must have the oldest technology.
Dragging my old phone along with me. I think your phone's newer than my phone.
Really?
Either way. But then again, when you are a company that touches billions of people, you can't just do an upgrade for everybody all at once.
No.
Could you imagine the IT calls coming in from everybody?
Yes, because now I'm like,
you have to phase it out.
How does this work? Oh, it's a little bit different. Even like my alarm, instead of just hitting a button, I have to slide it.
Yeah. So everything like, has a slightly different approach to it.
Gonna have to make that
I feel like
adjustment.
The keyboard has changed a little bit also. Okay. I don't know if the letters are a little taller, maybe a little skinnier, which for fat thumbs is tough, but
suck it in, man. Suck it in.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
A U.S. military strike in Syria this week killed the terrorist leader linked to that December attack that claimed the lives of two Iowa service members and an American interpreter. This is all according to U.S. Central Command. The strike, part of an ongoing campaign called Operation Hawkeye Strike, was carried out on the 16th of this month in northwest Syria. Man's been charged with stealing nearly $14,000 worth of electronics in Iowa City. Police say the 26-year-old Dylan Hoffner Williams stole a variety of electronics, computers, gaming consoles, a TV, and a soundbar, also money and jewelry. Police say he worked with a team, allegedly, that broke into residences to steal the items.
Oh, boo.
So I had a bit of a circuit working. What's got us feeling all right on a Monday morning? Okay, if you're affiliated with a nonprofit in any stretch of the imagination, you're on the board, you're a volunteer, you're a committee member, you run the organization, and you're like, you know what we need? Kind of a new look.
Yeah.
New brand.
Revitalization.
We did the logo in PowerPoint 27 years ago, and you'd like to, you know, update that. I've got the connection for you. DeNovo Marketing is continuing their pro bono creative marketing initiative called Fresh Impact by DeNovo. This will be their second year. Last year, I believe they helped do a video for area nonprofits. This year, it is a brand refresh. So you will get three branding options. You'll be able to change those twice. And then once you pick your look, you'll get the logo in all different files and formats.
Cool.
You'll get a brand standards guide and 2 to 3 business collateral pieces.
How nice would that be?
Could be letterhead, could be a business card. Applications are now open, accepted through the end of the day on Friday, February the 13th. If you are a 501c3 in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City corridor proper, annual operating budget no more than $500,000, you are eligible for this. Hmm. They'll start the work in March. You want to learn more, search the words Think DeNovo Fresh Impact. But a nice way to start 2026 as a local nonprofit working with a local marketing company.
That's huge.
To help update your look.
Mm-hmm. It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
We are T-minus a month and 2 days away from Gowntown 2026.
Yes. 1 month away. Put this date on your calendar. Saturday, February 21st, noon to 3. That is Z102.9's Gowntown. It's back. If you don't know what that is, if you're new to the area, we've been doing this for a number of years. It is a prom dress giveaway to high school students, totally free.
It's kind of a pop-up shop.
Yeah.
You walk in, you pick the dress that is right for you. Then you pick either some accessories or a pair of shoes, and then you're going to check out. But no money exchanges hands.
No cash register.
No, it's free, 100%. A couple things to note. Number one, you said Saturday. We've been doing it on Sundays the last couple of years. Saturday is the date, February 21st. And brand new location, Knoll Ridge Christian Church in Cedar Rapids near Boyson and C Avenue.
Yeah, this is just off of C Avenue. So it is super convenient location. We're going to get tons more details for you in how you can drop off, how you can donate dresses, shoes, jewelry, all of that coming up shortly. But for now, if you're a high school student or you know somebody who is, get that date on your calendar.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, we do not know who's actually playing the big Super Bowl halftime show. It could be the Patriots, the Broncos, the Rams, the Seahawks. I'm just so proud of myself for not having the list of teams' names. But also,
thanks for taking one of my news stories.
Don't worry. That was glossed over. But also, we've got the music. And of course, Bad Bunny is ready for this year's Super Bowl halftime show. But to kick things off, the Super Bowl is going to be in San Francisco. And for the opening ceremony, they thought they would bring some hometown legends in. And that is what they're doing with Green Day.
I don't know. Green Day was from San Francisco.
I did not either. But the opening ceremony is going to be celebrating 60 years of the Super Bowl and honoring Super Bowl MVPs. And in Green Day's statement, they're like, we're the hometown band and we're ready to rock San Francisco. Had no clue.
All right.
Welcome home,
I thought
Green
Metallica
Day.
Was the hometown.
I did too.
Band of San Francisco.
Thank you. Thank you.
Technically, I think they're in Santa Clara.
Maybe that's
it. So maybe geography matters.
They're the Santa Clara hometown heroes.
There's a reason there's a bay that separates the different components of the greater San Fran area.
Yeah.
There we go. But Green Day, that's cool.
Green Day is going to be an excellent start. So things will kick off at 7. We've, of course, got Charlie Puth performing the national anthem. Brandi Carlile is going to sing America the Beautiful. Coco Jones singing Lift Every Voice and Sing. And Bad Bunny just released a teaser trailer for the halftime show on Friday.
Awesome.
Where he promises to make America dance.
Looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. Okay. We all do this. When you sit down to watch a movie, you'll choose something and then you'll also start looking at your phone and you'll start scrolling through things on your phone while you're also trying to sit and watch a program on the big screen. Netflix has come up with a plan to stop that. This is coming from Matt Damon. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck teamed up for a new Netflix movie called The Rip. It's streaming now. I didn't even know that this movie was coming, but all of a sudden it popped up. Matt Damon says that Netflix knows that we're being distracted by our phones, so they're adapting how they're making movies. He said when he and Ben sat down, Netflix was like, can we get a big action scene in the first 5 minutes? We want people to stay tuned in, you know, get their attention right away. And it wouldn't be terrible if you reiterated the plot 3, maybe 4 times in the dialogue just because people are on their phones.
So wait a minute. This is exactly how they did Maverick, Claire.
Yeah?
This is think about Maverick, Top Gun. Opening scene, he's taking a plane and he's flying it faster. So that's a major action sequence.
Action.
Then they explain the plot, and then they proceed to explain the plot 2 more times in the course of that movie. So I get it. You got to dumb it down because it's not only that we're distracted, we are so lazy we will not put those phones down.
We're not used to focusing.
We can't focus.
Anymore. Yeah, telling a long form story. Matt Damon said it's just that's not how we're used to telling our stories. So we're going to have to adapt as storytellers.
Crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Back in the day, 2010, there was a movie called Dear John. It's kind of like a Notebook-esque.
You don't have to tell me. I know.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry. Of course you remember. Amanda Seyfried, Channing Tatum.
Yeah, I was just going to say, aren't those guys in it?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did you want me to?
No, continue on.
Oh, okay.
I'm just living in the memory right now.
I don't know if you wanted to open up about your reflections of the movie, Dear John. But I'd like to tell you a little bit about behind the scenes, because Amanda Seyfried says that while filming that movie, she and Channing Tatum were just constantly messing with each other. It was like prank war, back and forth, battle, 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 battle. At one point, Channing Tatum kicked things up a notch to the point where, for me, this is an HR violation for sure.
Crossed the line.
She says he peed on her leg on the beach. Not because of a jellyfish sting or anything like that. They were just like taking 5, reset, waiting for cameras and all that. And she's like, I didn't realize it at first. But then she said, I realized, oh, that's why he's standing so close to me. He actually, like, there was a food table nearby. Somebody's coffee was sitting there. And she's like, it was an actual crew member's coffee. And I think a little bit got onto the coffee,
too. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. And so when she realized what he was doing, she was like, hey, knock it off. And he runs away. And so she's like, I had to save the crew member whose coffee might have gotten just a little bit of urine on it.
Just a little bit of urine.
Just a little bit. She's like, so I saved her. But, you know, Channing is so very, very funny. And I had a great time. This story does not reflect great time to me. I can't imagine if you or Ben was like, hey.
I don't understand how that's acceptable.
I don't either.
Right?
Is that like a normal thing on movie sets?
Can you imagine
your coworker came up and like, ha, it's a prank. I peed on you. What?
Are movie sets more like sororities and fraternities and summer camp? Where, I mean, you are definitely crossing lines, but it just gets laughed off because it's going to end in 10 days.
Yeah.
Right?
We're not going to see each other forever.
He's just blowing off some steam. That's just him.
Who knows if we'll ever work together again? I think that's weird.
It's totally weird.
Holly, weird for sure. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Weekends are fun. What do you spend your weekend doing? What's your the big highlight of your weekend? We like to compare notes on Monday mornings. It's kind of our just one shot, one photo, even though I was going through, I'm like, oh, I took this picture and this picture.
We had a little trouble because we were in Chicago. Friday night, we got into a restaurant that in Chicago is impossible to get into.
Yeah.
And then Saturday.
Which I need the full rundown on how it went.
On how we pulled that off.
Yeah.
You want to dive right in?
Let's dive into our photos. We've got them posted right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. But what's going on in those photos? What's the story behind the photo?
Let us be your inspiration, because we're certainly looking for your photos as well. Okay. Shannon and I do enjoy the theater.
Theater!
Whether it's supporting Hancher, TCR, CSPS, Giving Tree. For a while, we were Broadway in Chicago members. We saw a show at the Good. I mean, there's all these really predominant theaters, especially in the Chicagoland area. And some way, somehow, an ad found me back in November or December for a one night only with actor, comedian, activist, athlete, Susie Eddie Izzard. Now, a couple things not to throw you off. You might know Susie Eddie Izzard as Eddie Izzard.
Yeah.
Susie from the stage is gender fluid. Some days she's Susie. Some days she's Eddie. The day we saw her, she was Susie.
Okay.
The event itself was 75 minutes with. So it was all Q&A. All she flew in on her own dime. She supports the Chicago Shakespeare Theater.
Wow.
Which is located at Navy Pier. I believe where we watched this conversation is a seat-by-seat replica of the Globe from England.
Cool.
It's got the four tiers in the back, the lower stalls as well. So it was really, a lot of it was the attraction to Hamlet, which a show she does as a one-person performer and is going back out on tour, but also just her involvement in the theater, her involvement in the world. She's a political activist. A couple of just interesting takeaways. Once ran like 26 miles or 26 marathons in 30 days to raise money.
Whoa.
Without ever actually training for that. A lot of comedy.
Fun.
Got to a point at one point in her comedic career that she wanted to challenge herself. So she took her English stand-up routine and then booked dates in Paris and also dates in Spain and Germany and learned the other languages to do the stand-up routine. That just, talk about inspiration.
Whoa.
Biggest takeaway of the performance, in a world where she's like, whenever you're faced with a negative, fight it with a double positive. So whatever you could do, do it and do it again twice as nice. And maybe more people
advice.
Doing double positives in a negative world. I love that little takeaway.
Yeah.
So with all that said, after the performance was over, for a separate ticket, you could then do a meet and greet. So we went from that theater over to the lobby of their small theater, and they had a piano player and some champagne and strawberries. And then I was hoping Susie was going to go table to table.
Yeah.
But she got stuck. It's kind of like when you're at a party and yes. you're like in the kitchen and you can't move.
This is the person we all came to see. So yes. naturally.
So we just basically queued up.
Get in line,
which gave us ample time to think about what we were going to ask her.
Okay.
I remember Eddie the best from a role Eddie played in the movie Mystery Men.
Yeah.
Susie was just in a special on Netflix called Chaos, which was kind of a modern telling of the Greek tragedies.
Yeah.
So that's where we were going. And then Shannon's like, I'm just going to ChatGPT, like, you know, what to ask a celebrity. And that's where it all went downhill.
No, are you serious?
Because she's such a positive person, the question we asked was, if you were a ghost, who would you haunt? And she's like, I don't have an answer for that. Because we're like, oh, yeah, we just watched you talk about being kind for 75 minutes. Haunting is actually kind of the opposite of that. So then we're like, abort, abort.
Never mind.
And she took the picture and then we left.
I told you, just bring up the good stuff and say what a positive impact.
We ruined it.
You Hansons.
You get, although I got to tell you, that was an educated audience. Some of those questions people were, like, it was
questions.
A cool room to be in.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad we got to pull it off. It was a highlight for one of Shannon's two big Christmas presents. So yeah, it was a great trip to Chicago, which
That's
included
so fun.
Hanging out with a, you know, Tony nominated multi-Emmy winning performer.
That's pretty cool.
Which, by the way, a handshake, and we're talking with the director of the theater whose son goes to Iowa for
right.
the creative writing program.
Just those connections
Small
that you're
world.
Able to make.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So great Chicago weekend for the Hanson family.
For my family, it was all about getting stuff done. I saw that we had the opportunity this weekend, and so we took it. We started on a little home improvement project. I have been convinced by my husband that we needed to upgrade our walls. Like, we took down all of our Christmas decorations, and he's been telling me, like, this whole molding thing. Like, what if we just had, like, these little boxes on our wall? Or what if we had, like, a chair rail here? And so finally I caved. I'm like, okay, but we're going to start small. We're going to start with the smallest room in the house, which is a half bath on the main level.
I know it well.
But of course, everyone's favorite room.
I just visited that room two Sundays ago.
And it's it's fairly plain. It's just like a khaki beige and
yeah, it's your run of the mill half bath.
White accents. There's nothing really going on in that room. So he's like, "What if we go with a really bold color and add the paneling?"
Well, the blue looks great.
It's a very exciting blue, but the blue kind of gave me a heart attack. I was in a total crisis mode as we're putting this on the wall and I'm doing the trim and I'm like, oh, it's so dark. It's so dark. It is so dark.
And you think it's going to make the space feel smaller and it does the opposite.
It doesn't. No.
I know. Is that crazy?
It opens things up. So this is about halfway through. This is about where we stopped for the time being. We thought we could tackle the whole project in a weekend, but we are slow. We are learning. We bought this nail gun. Like, we're learning everything as we go.
You were telling me about this a couple days ago. So my follow-up question is, when do I come over with the miter saw? Because that's the next project, right?
Yes. I thought about texting you and asking if I could just get into your home, but it's fine. We bought a little saw kit, but in the future, when he goes and does other rooms, oh my God.
No, you're going to want that.
You're going to want that.
Okay,
yes,
I'll get you my garage code.
Thank you.
It looks fantastic. Also, may that serve as inspiration for somebody else who's been putting off a home improvement project.
I hope so. Yeah, get out there. Get it done.
Okay, so home improvement. A brush with greatness. What did you do this weekend? It is your turn. We would love to see your photos. Get those posted right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. We call it One Shot Weekends.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
One Shot Weekends. You go to your phone and you find the photo that pretty much sums up a high point of the weekend. We had some home improvement at your house.
Mm-hmm. And not just my house either. Erica sharing that she upgraded the washer-dryer combo. You know what? That's a big purchase and it's really kind of nice. That's an adult purchase too, but it's like, oh, it's kind of fun now to do the laundry, right?
It's cool because it's technology and it's new. It also, if you ever bought one and like pseudo installed it yourself.
Not installed it, installed it yourself.
Yeah. Like you have to make sure, do you have gas or do you have electric on the dryer?
You handyman.
Do you have a 3-prong or a 4-prong outlet? The damn vent for the dryer. Mm-hmm. You got to get it aligned and then
hooking,
you know,
up the damn vent.
Yes, the damn vent. Then you got to make sure your water hose is going in or the right colors in the right spot. And then there's the one where it spits the water out.
Yeah,
it's a big deal putting in a washer and dryer. So congratulations. Welcome to adulthood, Erica.
Boy,
looks nice.
That was adulting hardcore if you installed it yourself, too.
Looks like a lot of people, I don't know if this was the first weekend, but we're right on the beginning weekends of show choir season.
Yes.
Across our area. Michelle and her gang, she posts all the time. I believe she is the director of the band for that particular show choir.
Right.
So it's always fun to watch where they are behind the scenes. That was, I believe, for Linmar and Supernova, which was their big show choir over the course of this weekend.
Yeah, super, super cool. Stephanie, looks like she was also there enjoying some show choir, but Stephanie did a little twofer for us because she was also at the Cedar Rapids Free Skate event going on at the I'm on Ice Arena, too.
Yes. Trombone Mikey enjoyed some time at Carver Hawkeye with Iowa Women's Wrestling and then popped over to the Englert Theater for a brass band show. Always something. Whatever you're doing, there's always something going on in downtown Iowa City.
There is.
No time or day, no matter. Yes.
Exactly. Then we got some pretty pets. Krista sharing a photo of her brother, sister, aunt trio of dogs. And then Sarah sharing chinchillas.
We got chinchillas. Another Sarah posting did some workouts with apparently her cat.
The cat has a weight.
What's the cat benching, Sarah? That's our question. I think the one that I just find so endearing is from Steve. Steve and his son Dominic decided to spend part of the day, and I don't know if this is in Cedar Rapids or not, on a city bus, primarily because his kid just, at that age, right? That's why they do touch a truck events.
Yes.
But how simple. I mean, this is like dad winning 101.
I just love buses. Let's go ride the bus then.
Buy a ticket.
How fun.
Ride the bus around. Your little kid's going to love it. And then it's silent for hours. And it sounds like Dominic's very charming. So they talk to all those people.
I love that when you got a little kid who's like an old soul and you can just chat people up. That's so cool.
Oh, we're on the bus.
Yeah. Look at.
Do you like the bus? I like the bus.
That is so cool. Steve, thank you for sharing this really adorable moment with us.
Thanks to everybody for your photos and many, many more to go. Keep posting those one-shot weekend photos on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9. Woo.
Hawkeye women's basketball, again, on fire this season. I wonder, after beating Michigan State, if they will be a top 10 team when the rankings come out.
I hope so. Deserved, right?
There's a good solid 5 or 7 Big Ten teams in women's basketball ranked, all probably top 20.
Playing so well.
We've got a heck of a season still in front of us. Currently undefeated at home. Big win over Michigan State last night. We're getting everybody ready for Iowa-Ohio State. That's going to be a Stripe the Arena game coming up on Sunday the 25th. And specifically, 3Z102.9 listeners will be sitting alongside us. Let's circle back to our winners for our big January giveaway. All right, this was our responsibility on Friday, was to draw names and make sure people could come in to actually hand them the prize coming up on Wednesday.
Right, they have to physically be present to accept their prize. We've got some beautiful Hurtina Stocker jewelry, some Hawkeye pendant necklaces, there's a money clip, there's the tickets as well, and they're going to have to compete for the grand prize, which is a ticket upgrade.
So right now, 2 out of 3 of these people will be sitting next to me in level C, section G, row 35. I got 8 on the aisle, so it's going to be 2 winners, they get a pair each, and then I've got my 4. But then we have procured another 4 tickets closer to the floor as well. So all of that we are handing out coming up on Wednesday. Who are our finalists?
Our finalists are Allison, Emily, and Renee.
Yay!
Yay!
We're going to have them come in on Wednesday. We'll get them all hyped up for the game. Then we've got a little game we're going to play on the radio, because we got to pick one of them randomly through some rapid fire trivia, kind of like a pop a shot game, but with words.
But with words. It's like basketball, but with words.
Word basketball.
We're going to do word basketball.
Then we'll find out who are. Do you mind if I change the word champion to Janpian?
Yes, I think you absolutely should make it our grand Janpian.
Our grand Janpian.
Grand Janpian of the entire contest.
You are our Janpian, our friend. I like that.
I do too.
All right. We've got a fun Wednesday in store. Everybody's getting tickets. Somebody's getting that upgraded experience.
One of them is going to be announced as Grand Champion.
Grand Champion of all.
Tune in Wednesday morning to find out who the Grand Champion will be.
Thanks to everybody for taking part in our big Hawkeye women's basketball ticket giveaway with the Morning Scramble.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Looking forward to going back to the movies for 2026. And we are days away from finding out our Oscar nominations.
Oscar nominations come out this Thursday. The ceremony will be in March. But what a great kind of cold time to curl up and watch a movie.
Pre-streaming, we love this time of year. Shannon and I, we would go out and try to hit as many Oscar noms as possible.
Yeah.
And the box office loved it.
You know what? It's really easy now with as many that I think are in contention that are currently streaming.
It does make it a lot easier.
Yeah.
I will mention, though, by the way, free popcorn day at Marcus Theaters today.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I think it's National Popcorn Day. I'm still wondering if I can sneak in a movie sometime later this afternoon or this evening.
Just make it work.
But I need to be careful, because what I really want to see right now is Marty Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to see it and then get... You guys get mad, because if you remember my holiday gift to both of you, I want to bring back Morning Scramble Movie Club, and I feel like with the Oscars, it's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. That was your dream for our favorite things Christmas presents. You brought in some movie passes, and you're like, we could all go to the movies together. You, me, producer Ben.
If I did my math correctly, if we all would buy the other person's tickets on $6 Tuesday, that leaves a couple bucks left over on your gift card. But that way we could pick like 3 Tuesdays coming up.
Why are we buying the other person's? Why don't we just buy our own ticket?
Because that's the whole idea of what we had to do for favorite things. Everybody has to experience it together. So you have to buy for both of us.
Okay.
Ben has to buy for both of us. And I would then buy it. Well, I guess for all 3 of us.
Yes.
So I'm looking at the projected Best Picture nominees. Some of them we're going to have to watch at home.
Yep.
F1 is on Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Frankenstein is on Netflix. Hamnet, I think, is going to still be in theaters. Marty Supreme. You just watched Sinners.
I just watched Sinners, finally, that Ryan Coogler movie that everybody was talking about as soon as it was released.
One Battle After Another, that's the Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn movie. I think that one's now on HBO Max.
I watched that one, too.
You've seen it?
I did.
So the good news is we could go for Best Picture and then go out and watch these movies. Or we could also find some, like, great performances, maybe animated. And the cool thing, and I know Marcus does it in other theaters in the area, they will bring back these Oscar-nominated movies for limited runs in the theaters.
Which is nice because you can kind of catch up on some of those that like, oh, I meant to see that, which always happens to me when it's Oscar season. I'm like, oh, I'm going to see it. I'll see it later.
You know what's really good at that is Film Scene. In fact, we've talked to them the last couple of years because somewhere, somehow, there's going to be an Oscar-nominated movie that's connected back to Iowa.
Always.
Yes. So it is movie season. I feel like it's time to get the popcorn popped, get the super duper duper large icy.
And get the Morning Scramble Movie Club back together.
And get the Morning Scramble Movie Club back together. How's that sound?
Yes, one big icy, three straws.
All right, how about we look at those Oscar noms?
I can just see Ben.
I'm going all
red,
in.
Red face now.
If we suck it too much, though, then it's just going to be the ice. And we're going to all have just cherry flavoring on our tongues.
Yep.
So nominations on Thursday. And then within a day or two, we'll probably pick the movie we're going to go see. Does that work out for you?
That works great.
You're still stuck on all three of us having an icy.
I want to get a large popcorn full of icy in it now.
You want the icy in the popcorn bucket?
Yes. There's a bucket. Actually, it's a trough. It's a trough.
It's like a fishbowl.
Of popcorn. And then there's a popcorn bucket full of icy.
Do you think at Marcus, because they have a bar, could you go to the concession stand and ask for a bucket?
Just want a bucket.
Go back to the bar and say, just fill it full of icy. Adult icy. Booze it
you
up.
You don't need to go to the bar. I was like, icy's in the machine.
Yeah, but I want some hooch. Adult icy.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.